Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny day here in Georgia. We are here again on Down South and Dirty with Scout Smith. Today we're going to do a second part on a episode we started about 2 weeks ago, and I want to apologize, everyone, for the hiatus we had last weekend due to Father's Day. My kids, when I told them I was going to do a show, was like, really? For real? You're going to do a show? So we went on hiatus last weekend, and now we're back. So this weekend I wanted to talk about Edward Snowden. I had my co-host John Peterson was going to come on, but we haven't been able to connect. So I'm going to do a show. Hopefully Jim will be able to chime in at some point during the show so we can talk about this. But the thing that I wanted to talk about was, you know, we were talking about heroes and traitors. And last show we talked about Bo Bergdahl and whether or not he was a hero or a traitor. But the other story that has been going on in the media the last couple of weeks has been the story of Edward Snowden, who we all know was the NSA leaked, whistleblower, leaked out a couple of highly sensitive and classified documents to the world through WikiLeaks. And he's claiming that he did it under the auspices of, you know, protecting the American people, letting us know what was going on. Me and my personal opinion in that situation is Edward Snowden is a traitor. And, you know, if he was truly doing it for the American people, he would have not ran across overseas to hide or claim political asylum. He would have stayed and became a political prisoner, became an icon for his cause. But he's running and he's living off, fat off the hog of taxpayers of other nations and probably some rich benefactors while keep himself free from American justice. If I got any callers out there that would like to, you know, chime in on this issue, you can call in at 657-383-0995. That is 657-383-0995. But Edward Snowden, you know, true enough, the NSA has been doing some things that most Americans have not liked. We know that they've been looking at cell phone records, certain levels of metadata that they have been collecting, and Americans are not happy with that. But at the same time, we all know what happened during 9/11. You know, we know that the government has been attempting to free us from the terrible after effects of another terrorist attack. And some things have to be done. But to leak it to the world, then run, to me is showing pure cowardice. I would love for him to come back, stand trial, and that's when he can get a bully pulpit to tell everybody what he has to say. And I would love the American justice system to give him that chance to tell us exactly what he has to say. But as long as he's still running from American justice and not wanting to come tell us the essentials of everything, I have no other recourse but other than to call him a traitor. And that leads into the NSA. What purposes, you know, do we have for having a national security agency? We got the Defense Department. We have a Department of Homeland Security. We have the FBI. We have the CIA. We have the NRO, National Reconnaissance Office. And we have way too many different agencies that have intelligence apparatus to be having one particular entity out of 12 or so concentrated. You know, we know that Homeland Security, they're supposed to be sharing information, this, that, and the other, but we know they really don't. Could we not streamline that? I would like to hear from some conservatives on that because they're always talking about smaller government. Is there any way to weed that down, get it down to three entities, the Defense Department, the FBI, and the CIA, and let the rest of that go? I would love to hear about that. Again, that's 657-383-0995. Call in. You know, Edward Snowden, and you get people are connecting with Bo Bergdahl, and then you have the other young gentleman who was in the Army. I can't remember his name off the top of my head at this particular point. He's transgendered now. His situation. We have a lot of people in this polarized, and every time somebody, you know, wants to say something, and each one of these guys has a different situation. And we have to look at it case by case. It's not that everybody's a hero or everybody's a traitor. We have to look at it case by case. And we have to go with the merit in them. You know, in America, you know, give them a fair chance to try. But if you're running from the situation, all you're doing is fanning the fires, and you're talking about you're scared. And at this point, if the United States government was to kill this guy, Edward Snowden, everybody would call fire. He's probably the safest man on earth right now because nobody wants to touch a hair on his head. All he has to do is come home and say his dick. But he's not going to give a single business that chance because from what I understand now, he is trying to get into another country as we speak because he's lived there. He's worn out his welcome in the country that he's in presently. But why is it that we have so many people in America wanting to blow whistles right now? You know, is it something that our government needs to tell us? Or do we have people who are, but you know, and a lot of progressives will say that a lot of this is dealing with the fact that President Obama is president and that everything that this administration does is under heightened scrutiny and unlike any other administration. But then you hear conservatives saying, well, this guy's a good patriot. And he's out there showing, you know, what the dastardly Obama administration is doing. And I'm not following that suit at all. That, you know, that there's something evil about the Obama administration. The Obama administration is very much in many ways equal to every other administration other than the fact that he has had so much obstructionism come against his administration. So, you know, I would love for somebody to comment, call in, chime in on this. 657-383-0995. You know, because this is something that I think really is a topic that we need to discuss here in this country, is why we are having so many people either walking away from military situations or why people are wanting to blow whistles on our government. You know, what is everybody's true purpose? What is at stake here? What are these people aiming for? Is the NSA protecting us or attempting to close in on us? You know, there's a lot of paranoids on both sides of the aisle. You have left-wing paranoid, you have right-wing paranoid, you know, and everybody's trying to get everybody shaken up, you know, and going to the extremes. And so people want to bring out information that seems to be, you know, hopefully that will stir the pot and get people excited enough to take to the streets. You know, you had these guys a couple of weeks ago was going to march on Washington, open carry. You maybe had a couple of dozen show up out there, you know, and hopefully they were going to start some type of revolution. You got all these people seeming to be in close quarters with one another, same type of ideology that is talking about overthrowing the government of the United States. And, you know, so is this causing the paranoia that people have about the NSA, thinking, well, we got all these right-wing radicals running around, you know, talking about overthrowing the government, so does that give the NSA the auspices to turn around and look inward, and look, then it does look outwardly? You know, under the sky that we're looking for, you know, Islamic terrorists inside of the country? No. Are they looking for domestic terrorists? I don't know. But for Edward Snowden to come across and say, hey, I'm leaking this and I'm doing this for the good of the American people and then run, I would be a political prisoner first. I would sit there and I would sit there in the jail cell and I would continuously, you know, preach that message to him from American soil. I mean, somebody, you know, tell me, what is this guy really thinking? Is it that he really believes that he's done something good for the American people? Or is it that he thinks, you know, or is it that he's trying to, you know, thought that he was going to get all of this extra luxury living that he's getting overseas? You know, he's been to Hong Kong. He's been to Russia. He's trying to get into Brazil. It's amazing he's trying to get into Brazil around the time of the World Cup. I guess he's trying to get free tickets to the games. I'm not sure, but, you know, to me, I don't see the guy as a hero. I don't. I take Bo Bergdahl any day over Edward Snowden, and that's God honest truth. I mean, at least Bo Bergdahl was, you know, talking about that he wanted to help a group of people, and if he did walk off for that fact to go off and help, then at least he did the thing that he needed to do, and, you know, I applaud him for doing what he did. I mean, he went to go serve his country, go help folks, and then when he gets over there, finds out that he joins a unit full of misfits, and it's just crazy. But in this country, we take and demonize him and say he's a traitor, and we saying Edward Snowden, who leaked documents so that the whole world could see what our government was doing and not doing, possibly even weakening our security apparatus. What? For what? I mean, yeah, the president, you know, decided that I'm not going to, you know, that he done tightened up the reins on the NSA. But what information was given out that could have been harmful to us? You know, what did he do that could have possibly, you know, regardless if you're a conservative or a progressive, I think we all love America. And I think that we love our country, that we want it to be a safe place to live, a secure place, so that we can practice our freedom that we have. But, you know, for him to sit there and say, well, I was doing this because the American people don't understand what was going on. Okay, then stay here and tell us what we don't understand. Instead of going overseas and saying, I can't talk about it, I'm scared for my life. I mean, that's just overly crazy. But, again, if anybody wants to chime in, 657-383-0995. This is the Down South and Dirty with Scott Smith, and I will be back again in just a few seconds. Okay, this is Down South and Dirty with Scott Smith, and I'm back, and for the last 15 minutes I've been sitting here talking about Edward Snowden and the NSA and how I feel about the particular subject. But since I didn't have me and my co-host weren't able to hook up today, I'm going to take and move on to something else that is going on in the news, and that is the crisis in Iraq. And a lot of people have, you know, been talking about this in social media, how they felt about the situation, you know, that so, you know, people are saying that we pulled out too early. Some people saying we did the right thing. People say we should go back. Again, it's my opinion that, you know, the president did the right thing by pulling troops out of Iraq a year ago, and the Iraqis had been trained to defend their own country. They should be able to defend their own country. And I think, you know, just they need to step up and put rounds down range and, you know, secure freedom for their own people. Can the United States help out in that? I'm okay with it. I'm perfectly fine personally with airstrikes, but I'm not okay with putting troops back over there. The 300 advisors is about as far as it should go. And if the Iranians want to go over there and put boots on the ground to help them out, then I think we should let that stay a neighborhood problem and let the Iranians go in there and help sort it out. So they've been funneling weapons into Iraq the whole time anyway. They need to sort the issue out. And American troops need to stay out of the situation. You know, we're getting involved in conflicts that reach back centuries. The whole Shia and Sunni problem reaches back to the 6th century. I mean, so can America go in there and really change this situation when people have been fighting for six centuries? We're a nation that's 2.5 centuries old. And, you know, we are going in trying to solve issues that span empires that have risen and fallen over these issues. And do we think we can go in there and change it? Until the Sunni and the Shia decide to sit down and realize they have one common religion and decide that they're going to see each other as human beings, then I don't think there's anything that we can do about it. I mean, that's, you know, if Christians were still fighting each other over Catholic and Protestantism, you know, we would have a problem right here in the United States and be taking chunking bullets at each other. I mean, we can't do anything about it. And I think the president is doing the absolute right thing by limiting our involvement in this situation, because if we go back into Iraq now, we might as well go ahead and just take the whole place over and make it the 51st state, because we will never leave. And Americans will continue to die. And if Americans are still with boots on the ground in the Middle East in active combat, there will be collateral damage, and that collateral damage will spawn other people to join terrorist organizations. And those terrorist organizations will continue to want to strike at the United States. As long as the United States has its hands in the Middle East, we will continue to face terrorism. And the only reason we're there is to protect oil profits. And if we were to take and use our technology and our ingenuity in the United States to find other energy sources other than biofuel in the form of oil and natural gas from the Middle East, then if we don't enhance our research in using solar and wind and fuel cell technology, other ways of powering our energy, our industry, we will continue to be dragged into these fights in places where we are getting our resources from, and it will only be the American men and women will continue to die for the profits of a few, and that's just wrong. And so if anybody has any different opinion of that, then, you know, call in at 657-383-0995. Again, that's 657-383-0995. You know, we can ill afford to go to war again so soon after we're just not getting out of it. America needs time to heal. America needs time to off the battlefield to rest our warriors. We are keep extending ourselves and extending ourselves to the point that we have battle weary warriors, and they're not going to be able to fight effectively if we continue to do such. So I just implore the president and us as a nation to look for another solution, or let them sort it out themselves. Don't see any real purpose that it enhances our national security position to constantly put our troops in harm's way for something that we may not be able to solve. You shouldn't go to war for anything if you can't solve the problem in which started the conflict to begin with. And we're not going to solve it, not the United States. The only people going to be able to solve that problem are Iraqis and Muslims in the Middle East and Muslims around the world be able to figure out how to solve that problem, because it fundamentally is a doctrinal problem inside of Islam that we are not going to be able to solve geopolitically. Again, you know, if anybody has any opinion or something you want to talk about politically, call at 657-383-0995. Be glad to hear from you. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Okay, this is Scout Smith again, the Down South and Dirty with Scout Smith, and we spent the first segment of the show talking about Edward Snowden and the NSA, and then I just had a little conversation with you about the situation in Iraq, and I want to now talk to you about the future of DSD, or Down South and Dirty. As you all know, last weekend we took a hiatus, and, you know, that was just a decision that, you know, to give Father's Day up, and I want to say happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers. And also, again, happy Juneteenth to everyone. from last, you know, over the last week or so. We've been, you know, I know a lot of communities have been celebrating Juneteenth, but a lot of people have been coming to me and saying, hey, the show needs to be longer. The show needs to have a, you know, a different format. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to start playing with those different formats. We're going to go to a panel show in which multiple people will be on a panel, and we will have conservatives and progressives in here talking about issues that you truly care about. And if you have issues you want us to talk about, please, you know, send me a message at scoutsmith@live.com or post it on my Facebook page, that's Scout Smith on Facebook. Send me a tweet at scoutsmith2014 on Twitter, and we'll be glad to hear from you. So what we're looking at is expanding the show to an hour, probably sometime, you know, after the 1st of July, then taking it into a panel, and also taking expanding the DSD brand and having different shows and possibly even going into the prime time during the week to keep us abreast of different issues, not only nationally but also locally. And hopefully we'll be able to give you the type of content that you're looking for. And this is we want this to be an interactive show. We want you to be able to come call in, give your opinion. And also, if you think that the show needs to be at a different time so that you can be involved in the show. And I know during summertime it's kind of hard to get a live internet broadcast, but you can also always listen to us after the show. And that can be always found on Blog Talk Radio at Scout Smith. And there's a link up on the Facebook page, and there'll be a link that's getting ready to go out via Facebook and Twitter in a moment. So you always have that opportunity to go back and listen to the show. And you can go back and listen to the first and second episodes. But we really would like to have interactive callers and let the show be more about the listener and more so than the people that are talking, because we really would like to know what you're thinking out there, particularly from a Southern perspective. Because if you don't know that Southerners, regardless of what ethnic background you come from or socioeconomic background you come from, we have a completely different take on a lot of things than the rest of the nation does. And it's usually very interesting because our history and our culture in the South dictates that we are usually a lot more independent, and we have a completely different culture than the rest of the nation. So it's always interesting to get a Southern perspective on not just national issues but international issues, because Southerners truly have a different view on things, and those views are somewhat very insightful sometimes because of Southern culture. So if anybody has anything that they want to talk about, I invite you to call at 657-383-0995. Again, that's 657-383-0995. This is Down South and Dirty with Scout Smith, and I would love for you to call in. One other thing I want to remind people of here, particularly here in Georgia, there is a runoff, a primary runoff here in Georgia, and people need to go out and vote. It was a very low turnout during our actual primary, and from what I understand, early voting starts on June 30th for the primary, for the runoff primary. So I know we got the school board race, which is, you know, state school superintendent on the Democratic and Republican side, which is very, very important for Georgians to understand that we need to vote to have the right person at the helm of our state school system. So I want to remind everybody that you need to be paying attention to these races. On the Democratic side, you have Alicia Morgan Thomas, and you have Valerie Wilson for the Democrats. They're running, and I particularly, you know, want my progressive listeners to pay very close attention to that race. Make a choice. Go to the polls. Vote. Voting is important. Voting is the cornerstone of the American system of government. And as long as we keep having a smaller percentage of our population picking our leaders, we will continue to not get what the majority wants. So we need to go out and vote. And with that being said, I want you to again next week, Down South and Dirty will be on Sunday at 1:30, same bat channel, same bat time. And next week we will be talking about guns. We will be talking about guns, particularly here in Georgia. We got the open carry law getting ready to go into effect. And should we have a very lively conversation about that, this will be hopefully one of our first panel shows, and hopefully it will be an hour show. But let that, I will be updating you during the next week about that, and y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day. And I'm going to go ahead and sign off and see y'all next week. And this is Down South and Dirty with Scout Smith.